Okay, y'all, I said I was gonna share my little hair routine. So here we go. Despite how cute I looked in that little orange outfit, today is still wash day. So I told you that little mulberry silk scarf would get you together, girlfriend. So you definitely wanna get one of those. All right, so this is my routine. Sometimes I pre-poo, sometimes I don't. Usually because my products are pretty good, I don't have to pre-poo very often. Now, if I spend the day sunbathing or in the pool, I will have to pre-poo, but not today. So for wash day, I use tea tree. Yes, that says Trader Joe's, okay? I use this shampoo to clarify. It's not too strong. It helps clean my scalp and get the gunk out of my hair if I feel like I need to really clarify. My next step would be the hydration shampoo from Pattern. Love it. Works really well. It helps even start the detangling and the moisturizing process in your hair. As you're washing it, you can just feel it to start to come alive. And then I follow that with the medium conditioner. So this would be my third step. I put medium conditioner in it. This is a conditioner I'm going to put in my hair. Give it some time, comb it through at least a little bit, and then rinse it out. I may not always comb it all the way through because I don't do anything without the leave-in conditioner. Her leave-in conditioner is the bomb, okay? It's like my barrier between shampoo and my final styling steps, which I'll share with you in another video. I'm barely getting this one done, okay, that part. So this one, this is the business. I'll use this to pre-poo, and I use this before I get out of the shower after I've done my 1, 2, 3 steps, okay? So you also need one of these. I have an easy detangler brush. Oh, damn. Okay, y'all, sorry about that. Clearly, I had a lot of conditioner still in my brush. So I don't get out the shower without using my Easy Detangler brush after I've put my last step in my hair, my fourth and final step in my hair. This stuff is a bomb. I'm about to show you. And you need this. This will save your life. I bought these for girlfriends and family. I sure did. Because when you natural, it's rough finding something that will comb through your hair without taking all your hair out. You know what I'm saying? So, look. So this is what my hair, look at that. So I put, you can't be chichi, you know, with the leave-in conditioner. You got to go ahead and put it in there. Look at that. I'm combing from the root. Look at that comb out. From the root, beloved. Okay, wait. It dried a little bit, but guess what? That's from the root. From the root. Y'all see that? Mm-hmm. And I just dropped it on the floor, but it'd be all right. Yeah, her leave-in conditioner is the busyness. That's what you want to get. So now, honestly, if you're not really used to doing your own hair, and this is a lot for you because my styling is a whole nother few steps and a half. So I know that what I do can be a little overwhelming to somebody who really don't know what they're doing with their natural hair. I have found a product that works if you follow the directions to a T. But you gotta be willing to follow the directions to a T. And the product that I'm referring to is the Curl Mix system. 1, 2, 3, 4. So you can get a travel size version of the Curl Mix system and test it out. They even send it with instructions, step-by-step instructions. So you'll still need the Easy Detangler brush, but follow the rest of the instructions to a T, and you'll be able to see what your curl pattern is and get good results. And your hair will still be moisturized. Now for me, I love using argan oil on my hair and those final styling steps before it actually, you know, dries into the style that it's going to be in and whatnot. I will share that part with you another time. Right now, we're just talking about the shampoo situation. So, yeah, the curlmix.com, and these are probably old, but they come, you can get the little trial set, and it's labeled 1, 2, 3, and 4. They got it all labeled for you. You can't really see that. I think they come in new packaging now, because I have another set that I take with me when I travel. So, follow those directions to a T if you're not really familiar with your hair and not comfortable doing all the things that I'm talking about doing now. Trust me on that. All right, so that's my shampoo routine, and we'll circle back for the rest. Bye-bye. Okay, you all, it's the next morning. I did sleep with my hair in those clips, but I took it down. And as you can see, you can still put your fingers through it. I have not put a comb to it this morning at all. And it's actually after 12 because, you know, I had to listen to church this morning. So I'm getting ready to finish my hair. I don't normally wait until the next morning to do the finishing touches, because to me, my hair actually starts to get an attitude, so to speak. So we'll see how this turns out. I don't think I'm gonna do the twist method. I'm debating. Let me think on it. I'll be back. Okay, so these are the products I'm going to use. A good old-fashioned water bottle. Mazani True Textures. This is going to give your hair definition and a little bit of weight. Argan oil. I buy this off of Amazon, and nowadays I think I get this off of Amazon too. Or you can get this, I think, at Ulta or through the Ulta website. So the argan oil, I usually put a few drops in to my scalp as well as into my hand and rub it from the root to the tip. I normally take a little bit of this, put a few drops in my hand of that, and then I'll moisturize the section. And then to kind of set it off, so to speak, I do old school, lot of body setting lotion. And lately I've been using this Hawaiian Silky Triple Butter. That's been my new experiment. Otherwise, if I'm not using this, my mainstay is Paul Mitchell Mousse. You can't go wrong. So, let me see if this comes out any way that I'm going to like, and I will be back. We're experimenting. So the center of my head is real special. The curl pattern is a little different. It's often a little drier. So when I did this center of my head, I decided to take a different approach because I know it can dry out. And I went ahead and used a lot of this first. Well, first I re-wetted it more so. And then I used this. And then I used the oil and the Lotta Body. You know, put a few drops in my hand together, mix it together, and put it on my hair. Make sure I got it all the way to the tips, as you saw me demo right here. And then I finished with the mousse. Then after that, I used the Denman brush, which is all gooey. Nothing can beat a Denman brush. Often imitated, never duplicated. I modified mine by taking out some of the rose here because I have so much hair. Anyways, so use the same curl technique, and these came out really defined in the center of my head. Super duper duper defined. So I think I'm gonna use that technique maybe for the rest of my hair. I think that's what I'm gonna do. So I don't use my Denman brush to comb my hair out. I use my Denman brush to curl and define. So that's the difference between maybe me and some other individuals that may be using different products for their natural hair. Remember, I use this to comb my hair out. Even with it half dry, and because the Pattern Beauty products are so great, I can still comb through my hair with my fingers. If I feel like it's going to get a little tangled, I don't even worry about pushing it through my fingers or the Denman brush. I go back to the basics, comb it through, and then go through my process. All right, let's finish. Okay, so I just re-wet. I just re-wetted this side just so it's more, I just don't like to coil my hair without it being moist. I pretty much do it when I get out of the shower. Like I said, I don't wait till the next day because it dries some, especially when you have color in your hair. So I'm really, really careful not to pull on my tresses too much, not to yank them out with a comb or a brush. If you notice my technique, I'm very gentle with my hair and I take my time. Anyway, so I just wanted to compare the side that I coiled earlier versus the side I'm getting ready to coil. So that's just a sign to let you know that it works. I'll show you the finished product. I'm done rambling. Oh, before you go, don't forget, I used the dropper of the argan oil and I put drops like into the section I'm going to work on. And then I do this to kind of get the oil into my scalp. And this is really great for your scalp. So I don't know if it's argan or argan oil, but nevertheless, you know what I'm talking about. And this is organic, and I get it from Amazon, actually. All right, so I'm going to go, like I said, finish this up. Just wanted to touch base with you. See you soon. Twist. I still sleep this way, but usually when you take your hair down, you really don't know how to keep it fluffy and the curls maintained. So this is the old, good old-fashioned scarf wrap. I put my head down like this and tie it. This is how I sleep at night. And then I put it up like in a pineapple, like this. Make sure my edges are covered. And this kind of sits out like that. And so to protect these ends, this is where my gem comes in. I love this. This is a mulberry silk scarf I got off of Amazon. I bought an actual silk scarf. You wash it in cold water and you hang it to dry. That's how I treat mine anyway. I wash this in cold water and I hang it to dry. And I use a delicate bag when I do wash it. It's got a long string on it and it's got a huge bonnet. All right. So then I dip my hair into the bonnet like this. And this is how I sleep every night. And for the most part, if this comes off, it's inside of here. And my edges and my back and my hair is still protected. And it's still moisturized and it's still soft. And because other stuff, your hair just dries out. So that's how I do that. And then when I shower, if I really like my curls or my waves or my coils, I wear another scarf in the shower the same way. And then I have this shower cap. I don't even remember where I got this from. It's got like a towel on the inside. It's super great when you're wearing your hair straight because it's like the moisture doesn't get to the root and foam your hair up in the shower. And then when I'm still protecting my hair because it's fairly new, I'll use this shower cap and not a regular shower cap, which doesn't have the towel feature on the inside of it. And I dip my hair into it like that. Just like I do my bonnet, and this is how I shower. And then, of course, I put it above my ears and stuff so you can wash behind your ears and wash your neck. Don't forget that. And your face and everything. So that's how I shower. That's how I sleep. And then when I take it down, I actually do shake it back. It still has some separation because I just took it down yesterday before I went to hang out with a girlfriend. So, yeah. And I'll shake it to loosen it up before I style it. All right. So, this is what my hair looks like after I slept on it. I took the little twisties down I had in the back. I put those twists there to extend the length. I'm sure I explained that already. I didn't want it to shrivel up too much in the back. If you want to separate curls, you probably want to put a little oil on your fingers before you do this, but you'll slowly separate them like that. Take your time separating your curls so you don't end up with a big poof. And then just style it however you want to. Go ahead and play with it, girlfriend. You've already got the definition, okay, and a little weight on it. This will last a tight week if you keep it up, and that means tying it up the way I showed you in the first video. Yeah, you good to go. I haven't put any gel on my ends or anything yet because I haven't decided if I'm going to wear it forward in my face or keep it off of my face, but I don't use the gel that a lot of other people use. I use good old fashioned Luster's Pink Gel, okay? Because it's gentle on your hair. It'll be gentle, especially on your on this right here. It's gonna be nice and gentle, okay? So did you hear my stomach growl? Oh, I'm hungry.
I had some volunteer stuff going on, work stuff going on, all types of stuff going on this morning. I'm about to get me something to eat. But I just wanted to finish this video out showing you what your hair should look like. And you're free to play with it, style it, do what you do over the next week. Watch it get a little bigger, especially if it rains. Okay, that's okay. That's pretty normal. Because the moisture gets in there and just poof. But you'll get used to it. I mean, you're starting off with this, so it's easier to manage after that. Okay, everything takes time, probably a good 3 or 4 practices before you really get it to a place where you know how you want to wear it throughout the week, how you want to play with it. So that's about 3 or 4 washes. If you wash your hair once a week, that's not too bad, considering if you've came this far, if you've gotten this far in your natural hair process without really figuring out how to define your curls and get it in the way you want it, you're doing good. All right, y'all, I got to get going. I got things to do. All right, just making some runs today, nothing major. Now I can see you. I'm done being silly. I'm going. All right, good luck. Tell me how it goes. Bye-bye.